From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from internationally acclaimed author and storyteller Brian Fox Ellis. Brian has been traveling the world for more than 40 years, collecting and telling stories. He joins us today to tell us about new ways that he's reaching new audiences with his stories, including a weekly storytelling podcast that's now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Brian, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, this is a really, really exciting time. And of course, you've had these stories in your pocket in development for your whole career, but it seems now through some of these new platforms, you're reaching more people. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think it's always a good time for storytelling, but especially now, stories are not just escapist and help us to kind of get out of the funk, but they help us to reflect on our resiliency and our strengths so we can better deal with the current situation. And, you know, I normally give 300 or 400 performances a year, and I do really miss live audiences. I've had a few recently with safe social distancing, but it's really challenged me to think about what other platforms are available. So the podcast was one of the first adventures. I own an art gallery, and we have lots of live concerts in a normal year. So we already had an acoustically sound place that was shut down for a couple of months. So we turned it into a film studio. And I filmed about 20 hours of storytelling within the first couple of weeks. Wow. Because I had a film crew that was handy and also looking for work. And then we stripped the audio to make the audio podcast. It is available on Spotify and Apple and every platform. It's Foxtales International. But then we also have a YouTube channel, Foxtales International. And that just led to other things. So I put a lot of the stories in books. I have ebooks and paperbacks, and the TV show is the big thing, but we'll get to that in a moment.
One of the things that I really love as I went through and listened to the several podcasts that you already have up, so it's quite educational, and it's calling people to be active listeners, which seems to be a very key component of what you're trying to do as a storyteller.
Yeah, so much of what we do on Zoom is passive listening, or in television, it's passive listening. But storytelling built in is this engagement. And so with the podcast, I'm asking a very basic question. Can a story make the world a better place? Can a story motivate people to get up out of their seat, go out in the world? And as I say in my introduction every week, you know, I want to challenge you to stand up, sing out, to find your voice, and to fall in love with the world again and all of its possibilities, because stories help us to make those connections to the broader world. You may have noticed a lot of them have an ecological bent, because that's my focus as a science teacher. And so everyone does come with lesson plans. There's a simple PDF you can click on. And it's written to be kid-friendly, but I encourage adults to research their family history, to go plant a tree, to participate in citizen science projects like bird counts and things like that. And so my hope is that the podcast will motivate you to turn off the computer and go outside and make the world a better place.
Tell us a little bit about the video portion of the storytelling and how that's going to be reaching audiences as well.
Yeah, so I do believe storytelling works well in the ear, and that's why it's a podcast, but it works better live in person. And the next best thing is hiring a professional film crew. I've been working with Frank Blaine of ProVideo and Anthony Pegg of Twin City Productions, and they've done really first-rate broadcast quality lighting and sound and helping me to stage and direct this show. So it is like living history coming into your living room. And that has led to two television series, which I'm kind of blown away with. You know, Bill Baker at WTVP and I had a meeting about a month ago, and I was hoping he might be interested in A or B. He said A and B. So we're doing one program that'll begin airing September 14th in the morning, and that's the folklore series, Foxtales Folklore, and that'll be more of the fairy tales and fables and poetry and song. And then in the afternoon for older kids, We'll have history in person, which are the first person characters that I portray. And I'm very lucky. The other night we filmed Gary Moore playing Romeo B. Garrett, a Bradley professor who should be internationally renowned. He was a brilliant writer and thinker and one of the early movers and shakers in the whole African-American studies program. And Gary's a great performer. I have another friend, Betty Kay, who plays Julia Ward Howe. Julie Grant, Grant's wife, President Grant's wife, First Lady, and Mother Bickerdike from Galesburg, and Albert Cashiers, a woman who dressed as a man and fought throughout the Civil War. So our lineup will become very diverse within the next couple of weeks as I'm recruiting other performers. And one last little thing along that line, I'm working with Niche Theater out of Eureka, and Killeen and her team do some beautiful stuff. So she will be in charge of recruiting kids. Because if my goal is to help you to find your voice and tell your story, I want to include kids on every episode of Foxtales Folklore. And then every fourth or fifth or sixth episode of History in Person, we'll have some young adults dressing as historical characters and telling their stories. So do join the team and follow along.
Brian, I have to ask, because you've been doing this for so long, what keeps you motivated to find new stories to tell?
Yeah, there's just so many great stories out there. You know, everywhere I turn, there's a new character in history. And so sometimes I've been very lucky. I've been commissioned. So the John A. Logan Museum commissioned me to be Logan. The Field Museum commissioned me to be Charles Darwin. But then that will often lead to somebody else. So one of Charlie Darwin's college drinking buddies, Benjamin Dunn Walsh, lived in my backyard from my living room right now. I'm looking out the window and I can see the oak grove where he collected insects and shipped them to Charles Darwin in England. And so I've been researching the life of Walsh, who was Illinois' first official entomologist. So it's both a local connection and that international connection, which I'm often looking for and intrigued by. So Walsh is one of my new characters I'm working on.
That was Brian Fox Ellis, internationally acclaimed author, historian, and storyteller. You can experience Brian's storytelling firsthand by subscribing to his new weekly podcast series called Foxtales International, available on Spotify and Apple and where all podcasts are. Each week, Brian shares a new story about history, folklore, science, and ecology. His storytelling will also be a featured component to the WTVP remote station. To learn more about Brian Fox Ellis, visit foxtalesint.com. Brian, we wish you so well, and thank you for the incredible work you do inspiring young people to tell their stories.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.